Blog Talk Radio.
Today online, it's the group called Coffee, and it is from they're from Jamaica, and it says some of the words is said we're coming in with a force, blessings we're reaping on our course, in a handful we don't rise and bust, yay we're thankful like we need it the most. We have to give thanks like we're really supposed to be thankful. Blessings on all my life. I thank God for the journey. The earnings is just a plus. Gratitude is a must. And it goes on and on. I thought that song, I love different songs across the world. The Jamaican is, I like the beat. I like the Pakistani drums in India. And then, of course, Africa, they have their own unique style. And so do the Philippines. But, of course, the United States is a mixture of everything. And so thank you again for joining us. Great news for today's world. Today's topic is blessings. And my co-host, Miss Sarah Edens. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Robin. And hey, everyone on the line. I hope you all had a great Mother's Day. I know we did. Getting to reach out to our mothers and just honor them that day, it was a good time.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm going to open up in prayer, and our host, our guest has not been able to call in yet, so she might have had some difficulties. I know Nadine, Sister Nadine in Jamaica was excited this morning to share the blessings and love of God. But let's open up in prayer. Everyone be prepared to receive God's word for you today. Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We give you glory and honor. Thank you, Lord, for this time, this season, as we just study a few minutes on your blessings. We can never expound completely on that. But we thank you, Lord, for your love and your blessings, your eternal life in us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm sorry that she's not able. I'll keep watching for her. Maybe she's trying. But I have Proverbs 10:22 today. The blessing of the Lord, it makes rich. And it adds no sorrow with it. That's Proverbs 10:22. Let's read that again. The blessing or the happiness of the Lord, it makes rich, and it adds no sorrow with it. To you, Miss Sarah, what does that verse mean?
So to me, when I think of the blessing of the Lord, and how it makes one rich. Think about when you receive a gift, how good that makes you feel. You feel rich in the moment, right? This word rich doesn't necessarily mean financially. It could mean that, but that's not all it's talking about. It can be talking about prosperity in your health, in your mental and emotional state, in your relationships, even in just your mood. It makes you rich in your mood. You're in a good mood. And that's what I think of when I hear the blessing of the Lord makes one rich.
And then the rest of it says it adds no sorrow. I don't know how many people in my lifetime I've heard say, oh, look at what the Lord has blessed me with. And it might be some big house or a beautiful car or whatever. But later on you hear them complaining about the payments and things like that. That to me is not the blessing of the Lord, because it won't add sorrow and hardship and be difficult. When you get a gift, when that blessing, the happiness, that's what blessing is, happiness, being happy, the blessing of the Lord makes rich. It is that precious gift. With whether it's something that you desired, he just gives it to you. He don't give you big payments. There might be payments, but he'll always supply abundantly above all of that. It doesn't give you depression and worry and fret. So I always like that scripture, the blessing of the Lord makes rich, and it won't add no sorrow with it. What do you have, Miss Sarah, anything?
Let me see here. I love this here in Ezekiel. So you guys, in Ezekiel 34, verse 26, there's a part in there where the Lord says, I will make them and the places all around my hill a blessing, and I will cause showers to come down in their season. There shall be showers of blessing. And I just think that that's so great a way, this right here about the love of God, it explains the love of God, because the Lord says that he does this around his hill, right, around his places. Well, when you have the spirit of the living God in you, you are his place. You are his dwelling place. So all around you, he's going to shower his blessings down upon you. And I love where it says here, too. It says, I will cause showers to come down in their season. So what you get in one season may look completely different for blessings that you'll get in another season. You know, I think about just in the difference in the winter months of my life, just in the end of 2021 versus what we're needing now coming into the spring months. The spring months, I feel like there's more of a need, at least for me, relationally and in some ways financially. And yet I'm seeing how the Lord is beginning to prosper those areas for me. Whereas in my winter seasons, the blessing that he brought me was the ability to learn more about discipline, like disciplining my body, and even learning how to have grit and just remaining faithful in things. Those are forms of blessings as well, those the ways that we learn like that. So I just thought that was so powerful, seeing that in Ezekiel, that his dwelling place is in us, so we are the place that he's going to be blessing with showers of blessings.
Showers of blessings. Yes, I remember that. Old, we sang it in the Methodist church when I was a little girl and had to sit on those old hard benches. Showers of blessings. Showers of blessings we need. I always thought that was a beautiful song. And, you know, each season, like you said, Sister Sarah, it brings forth different crops. You know, there's the winter wheat. And then the summer wheat, there is the, right now, my peach trees, I'm so excited that they have so many peaches on them. I got three or four. I always forget. But as my husband and I were mowing in the yard, well, of course he was, I was watching, mowing in the yard yesterday, just looking at God's blessings, everything that he's blessed you with. And it is a certain season. Like, what is it, Ecclesiastics, that it says there's a time, there's a purpose. Oh, yeah. There's a place for every season, for each and every crop. You know, in the fall time, it's time to harvest that crop. And I know my dad growing up on the farm, the fall time was big. Everyone would come to help each other's neighbors. My dad had about 5,000 acres, and so did my grandfather together. So they had about 10,000 acres of barley, wheat, and corn, and all the neighbors would come, and then we'd have a big harvest supper after it was all done at the end of the week. And it was just a celebration time of harvest. Jesus said the fields are white and ready to harvest. Let's harvest. Mm-hmm. Let's tell others about the great news for today's world. Get those blessings out into the world. Don't walk around with a sad face. The blessing of the Lord makes rich, and it has no sorrow. I have Jeremiah 17:7. Sarah, if you want to turn there with me. Jeremiah 17:7. And if you have it, you read it, or I can. Jeremiah 17:7. Okay.
It says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord."
Yeah. And, you know, the Lord gave me, I'm a psalmist also. He gave me a tune a few years ago. It's, "Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Oh, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is." Whose hope the Lord is. Oh, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Glory to God. Don't you just love the word?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And blessed is happy, confident, standing strong, trusting, believing in our precious Lord God, Jehovah, through the blood of Jesus, whose hope, whose expectations you're watching, you're pursuing, whose hope the Lord is. Expound on that, Sarah, please.
Yeah, so, you guys, we've talked before about where we put our hope, right? And that's in the Lord alone. And when we're hoping in something, we're expectant for the Lord to act in our life, the Lord to provide for us, expectant for the Lord to be who he is just in our life. And so when we hope in him alone, when we trust in him alone, it says that we're going to be blessed. We're going to prosper. You know, we're going to have all of our needs met. And, you know, I also want to look at this verse here. So in Galatians, it says that the blessing of Abraham, so this is for the children of God, the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus. So for those of you who don't know, Gentiles, there's Jews and Gentiles. And Gentiles was anyone that was not considered a Jew. So for those of you that are on this line that are not Jewish, we would be considered Gentiles. But yet we follow Christ. So in Christ, we, because we've been grafted into the kingdom of God, we've been giving the blessing of Abraham. And I just want to encourage you, go back to Genesis 12 and go read what it says. It's just the first few verses about what Abraham's blessing was. The Lord said he'll make him a great nation. He will bless him and make his name great, and he shall be a blessing. He will bless those who bless him and curse those who curse you. And you and his families will inhabit the earth, right? So as children of God, we have that same blessing. And so as you hope in the Lord, remember, you can call upon those same blessings.
Yes. Wow. Preach it, sister. That was beautiful. Just hoping, looking, expecting, just like a child when you know your papa or mama is going to get you that special gift or something that you really been, and just keep hoping, keep expecting. Well, sister, believe it or not, we are out of time. Close us in prayer and we'll say goodbye, Sarah.
Yes. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for being our daddy. Thank you for being the one that provides all to us. And thank you, Lord, because our hope is in you, our trust is in you alone, that we are blessed. We are blessed going in. We are blessed going out. We are blessed no matter who is around us, because our hope and our trust is in you alone. And, Lord, let us not hold those blessings to ourselves, Father, but in turn let us be a blessing to others, that we may show the love of God to all mankind. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, everybody. We'll be talking at you tomorrow on Tuesday. God bless you. We love you. Bye, Sarah.
Bye, you guys.
Blessings we are reaping, we're coursing on full. Oh, in a rise and boast.